response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Bob, Sean's last outing, he looked pretty good out there. What did you think about that last effort of his?
Yeah, last couple, actually. So using his breaking ball a little bit differently. I know he was real happy with his breaking stuff, which makes his fastball play a little bit better. You give him some time off. Velo seems to pick up, too. So I think the last couple times he's really felt good about it.
And that makes a difference. I mean, I know it's the end of the season, but still he's going to be a factor at some point. It's nice to know that he might be hitting his stride, especially with that breaking ball.
Absolutely. And, you know, so he's a lefty. Give you different looks. He's always been able to get righties out. I might not be out there a ton today. We got some guys that we're trying to get in today on the, you know, in the bullpen, kind of choreographing these things to get guys ready. But I know he's excited about getting the start.
How much battling is still going out at this point for roster spots and our playing time for postseason?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a couple spots we're still looking at. You look at the construction of the bench. It's more about, you know, how many pitchers are we going to take and how many guys on the bench. So, still kind of trying to configure it, but not too many decisions to make.
As far as style of play, a lot of people think that power is the big thing in the postseason, but oftentimes when you're facing the toughest pitching, you got to be able to play some small ball and do some little things, which you've done this year. Do you think that's something that's going to actually help you out here when you need it?
I do. You know, it's you know, how do you play it? Is it, you know, manufacturing, trying to get a run or two because of the pitching's obviously going to be tough, or is it one swing of the bat that, you know, get you a couple runs? So that's always kind of a balance in the postseason, how you want to play it. You know, for me, with the really good starters, you feel them out early. It's, you know, try to get them before they get into a rhythm. Once you kind of figure out how they're doing, then you kind of decide where you go with, you know, whether it's small ball or whatever. But, you know, either way, we're looking forward to it.
Pitcher for tomorrow?
Pitcher for tomorrow.
Just pick one.
No, I think Clev is going to start tomorrow. I don't know how long he's going to go, but I think that's what we're going to do.
That would be short rest, right? So it would be
correct. It'd be really short. Yeah.
Is our speculation correct? Can you confirm the rotation? What it might look like?
You know, I'd rather get through this season before we do it. Okay. But yeah, you're not going to be wrong.
How will Clevenger be used in the first series?
Not sure yet.
How do you go about, what's kind of your philosophy on guys like Clevenger and perhaps Manaea if, like, they haven't pitched in relief a lot, but handling, if they were to be asked to handle important relief innings or multiple innings?
I think guys like that would just be inspired to pitch and more in the moment than whatever the routine may be. So, we'll see who's on, who we're using. You know, obviously being late in the season here, we're probably looking with one of those two guys to maybe be later in the series. But, you know, we're trying to keep it to where their pitch counts are manageable here so we can make a decision whether or not, you know, how many pitchers we keep on the roster.
If a guy has postseason experience, would that weigh out over maybe how someone's been hitting or a matchup or something like that? Like, does postseason experience weigh out over something else?
I think you try to take everything in consideration. So we're trying to get everybody some at-bats, some guys to get a feel for, you know, guys like Dixon. Other guys, we want to get Will Myers plenty of at-bats here because he hasn't had any, you know, that many in the few days before that. You know, we'll get Sugar some at-bats too. So it's a balance, and then you got to find out who you're playing and, you know, what the composition and who you're going to play against the teams that, you know, we're not sure who we're going to play yet.
How much has Luis Campusano helped this cause to potentially catch in a meaningful game?
Look, he's done great here, you know, especially the last few times out. You know, for a younger guy that hasn't been here awfully too terribly long here this season, I think he's handled himself really well. So, again, we'll see how that goes at this point. You know, Nola's the guy that we're leaning on quite a bit and probably do in the postseason, but Campy's come along really nicely and making a name for himself here to see where we go with that.
You kind of said throughout the season that the hard times will be good for you guys at some point. So is that kind of, on Scan's question, like, is it going to be helpful that you guys have been through some of these rougher times?
I'd like to say, yeah. You never know how it's going to play out. But I think, it, you know, when you've been through it all, And then you finally get to the finish line. It feels that much better when you get there. And then hopefully you're toughened up a little bit and hardened for the postseason, because the postseason can be tough.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.